Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I'm ready for more. I tell you what, after being in the house for UFC 300 down in Las Vegas Saturday night, I'm ready for more. Luckily, we got more coming because in under 2 weeks, the Fusion Fight League events will be taking place in Bozeman. And then not too long after that, they'll have the Fusion Fight League fights taking place in Billings. So very excited for that, because I tell you what, I wasn't there Friday night in Great Falls. I bet you many of you listening right now were there in Great Falls Friday night for the Fusion Fight League events, and I saw some of the highlights. I got, you know, read some of your comments. Folks just said they had a great time. The fights in Great Falls were awesome, but man, UFC 300 and the incredible crew that I got to tag along with, we're going to be talking about that. Coming up later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we got a whole bunch of guests that are going to be joining me. Dustin, the founder of Mountain Tough in Bozeman, he's a beast. He was with us down in Vegas for UFC 300. I think a lot of people, when they saw him, they're probably wondering if he was going to be jumping in the octagon at some point. He's going to be with us. We got Willie Blazer from Willie's Distillery. Greg Putnam from Little Bell Cattle Company was with us down there. He'll be with us later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. And then, of course, Nate Kahana, the CEO of Anthem Snacks, who made the whole thing happen. They're the official jerky of UFC. So he'll be kicking things off with us here in about 1 hour. But if you want to see a whole bunch of photographs, video, and much more, this epic trip to UFC 300 in Las Vegas with our Montana crew. Got full coverage on our Montana Talks website right now. It all really started, well, actually, it's really started by the pool on Friday morning while when the sun came up. Got a little workout in at the hotel gym. Went and spent a little bit of time getting sun by the hotel pool as I took Friday morning off. Took a little vacation day Friday morning as the great David Noble filled in for us. But then we got to go do a tour of the UFC Performance Institute. We'll talk more about that next hour as well. And then I quickly had to hurry over to the MGM Grand. That's where they were doing the weigh-ins for the UFC fight. That was cool to experience that just a few rows back from the front where Joe Rogan was introducing all the announcers and Dana White waiting in the wings to keep the two of them from fighting each other right there on the stage during the weigh-in portion. Such a cool experience to experience that. But then, of course, UFC itself, Saturday night. First time ever going to a UFC fight. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. So like I say, I can't wait to get some more MMA action here in Montana with these upcoming Fusion Fight League events. All right, this hour of the show, though, later on, I want to open up the phone lines for you. Anything and everything you want to talk about on this show later on this hour. But first up, we've got Senate President Jason Ellsworth with us on the phone lines. We're going to talk about this big topic of judicial overreach and the need for accountability with our lawless Montana Supreme Court and many of these district court judges that are acting like tyrants on the bench as well, pushing their personal political agenda. We've got State Senate President Jason Ellsworth right after this talking about this new Senate Select Committee on Judicial Oversight and Reform. So stand by. Senate President Ellsworth right after this. Hey, not only are we going to have a special show for you on Monday following UFC 300 in Vegas, we got a whole crew of Montanans that are going to be down there. Thanks to our title sponsor, Fusion Fight League, we're also going to have some extra coverage for you on our Montana Talks website. Photos, videos, who knows who we're going to run into. I mean, Trump was at UFC 299. Sugar Sean will be down there. Who are we going to run into? Could be crazy. UFC 300 coverage, MontanaTalks.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me share a couple quick headlines with you here. This was from the Lee newspapers. GOP appoints Democrats to new Judicial Oversight Committee, but the minority party says it will not participate. They are taking their ball and going home. Here's another headline. This one from a press release from the Republican Senate majority in the Montana State Senate. Senate President invites the public to serve on Judicial Select Committee. Senate President Jason Ellsworth, great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us on the phone lines.
Wonderful to be here, Aaron.
Well, what do you want to tell folks across Montana?
So I would say this is probably multi-generational, one of the most important committees that we've ever put together. It's far-reaching. We obviously have the power within the House and within the Senate to investigate issues, and we're taking that very seriously. As you can see, invited. Well, first we have 10 Republican senators that will be participating. I've invited, and we have 3 House members on the Republican side that will be participating. I've invited 5, which is the makeup of the legislature. It's 66% Republican. So 5 Democrats, and I've appointed them to participate because this is truly a nonpartisan issue. And I've also invited 3 members from the House, which I gave to the minority leader to make a decision on. And most importantly, I would say for the citizens out there, is I've also included 3 positions for citizens to be able to be on that committee as well. Now, it's important to understand that everybody but the Senate are non-voting members, so they can't vote per se, but they can participate fully. And I would hope that we would have a lot of Montanans that want to apply for those 3 citizen positions. It's important that they participate and get to ask some of the tough questions that need to be asked.
Yeah, no, I concur. Oh, I've talked at length. I mean, and so have our listeners. We've expressed our frustrations with really this kangaroo court, third world banana republic, whatever the heck you want to call this liberal mob majority on the Montana Supreme Court. But then we've seen overreach at the district court level by these partisan Democrats pushing their own personal political agenda. What's your take on why this committee is so important?
Well, I think it really comes down to a separation of powers. So, you know, we do have 3 distinct different branches, the executive, judicial, and legislative. So everybody's, and I've said this, everybody's going to stay in their lanes. And the judiciary is supposed to be independent. You know, we've heard before where, you know, we don't want to have them run as a Republican or a Democrat. And we get a lot of pushback on when we have brought that up that potentially they should. But you can definitely see, you know, bias, and certainly left-leaning bias within our district courts, 4 judges in particular, and within our Supreme Court. It's interesting, too, because Justice Sandifer, you know, has literally called the Supreme Court out of control in one of his dissents. And they're splitting. This should be something that on the constitutional issues, a lot of it's just plain, simple English, and they need to stay in their lanes. And the same is for the executive. We have distinct different abilities and powers, and this is how government functions for the people. And I believe that, and people I've talked to believe that the judiciary is overstepped tremendously. So we've got to rein that in now before it ends up getting worse. And I don't know how much worse it could get, but it could get worse. And we've got to exercise our investigative powers to make sure that, you know, that happens.
it's amazing how they just can't help themselves. They can't stop themselves. It's almost like how these federal, I mean, it's almost like, it is just like these federal judges that are abusing their powers to persecute Donald Trump. These guys, some of these guys on the Montana Supreme Court can't help themselves either. And when even somebody like Dirk Sandifer is criticizing them, saying they're out of control, he's typically one of the far leftist justices on the Supreme Court. And he is saying, you guys are out of control. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, this is heir apparent. I mean, we've seen a slow progression over the course of the years, but I got to tell you, it's almost daily, certainly weekly, that we're seeing these decisions made by the court that are affecting, you know, daily Montanan lives. You know, the four election integrity bills that we just had, you know, magically, you know, just before the election, they call them all unconstitutional, and we don't have time to appeal those. So all that work that was done by the select committee that myself and the speaker set up during session, you know, essentially has been flushed down the toilet at this point.
Meanwhile, they're flushing their own reputations down the toilet. I mean, Rob Nadelson, former UM constitutional law professor, was with us last week, and he pointed out how this court is basically one of the worst, if not the worst, in the entire country. They don't even follow their own rules. And even when they admit they screw up their own decision, they still want you/us to pay their lawyer fees? Get out of here.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, if you missed any of the show last week, and this is a topic that interests you, I would encourage you to go back and download some of the Montana Talks podcast episodes. We had Rob Nadelson, former University of Montana constitutional law professor. He's now a senior fellow with the Independence Institute down in Denver. We had him on for a full 8 o'clock hour last week talking about the Montana Supreme Court and just how lawless they are. They don't even follow their own rules. One of, if not the worst Supreme Courts in the country. They're just an outright embarrassment, but they're just abusing their positions of power to push their own personal political agendas. Anyway, and as I mentioned just before we went into that last break there, as we chat with Senate President Jason Ellsworth, they admit that they got a decision wrong, but they still want we the people to pay the legal bills and pay the attorney's fees. I mean, does it get any more symbolic than that, Senate President Ellsworth?
Yeah, this is, you know, again, just blatant. So if you look at what the court just did is they kind of reversed themselves but said, you know what, we're just going to leave it intact anyways, and we're going to ignore the fact that we got it wrong the first time. And, you know, the citizens now are going to have to pay these legal bills to these liberal attorneys. So we've created what I think is a kind of a new way for these liberal attorneys to, you know, start profiteering from the citizens' money. People should be furious that this is happening. It makes absolutely no sense, and we're certainly going to be investigating that as well.
Yeah, and the public can get involved in this. I like the fact that you're going to have some public members of this. Oftentimes with, you know, certain legislative committees, you'll have public members who are part of these committees along with respective party legislators as well. As I understand it, you're basically seeking applications right now. Folks can send an email to the Secretary of the Senate, Marilyn Miller, and anyway, if you go to the legislative website, you can find Marilyn's email. It's marilyn.miller@legmt.gov. But like I say, folks, if you don't have a pen and paper, just go to the legislative website, find the Secretary of the Senate contact info. But yeah, talk about just the importance of including the public in this.
Yeah, this is you know, part and parcel of the most important thing that we do, I think, in the Montana legislature, which is a lot different from a lot of other states, is, you know, the right to participate. And certainly you can come in and give testimony, you know, during, usually after we're done with our committee work. But this is actually where you get to sit on the committee and you get to ask the tough questions that you need it as a citizen answered, because there may be things that we don't cover that you might be an expert in that, you know, could be very valuable in contributing to the committee work. So I want citizens to participate, and I think they absolutely should.
What's your message to the legislative Democrats that are refusing to participate in this?
I would say it's an insult to their constituents. So, you know, they have constituents that they answer to. There's Democrats in the state. We know that. Obviously, you know, they're a minority. At the same time, though, they have a voice. And their voice is through their legislators. And for their legislators to say, hey, you know what, we're just not going to participate, to me is a severe insult to the Democrats out there in this state. They need representation. They need strong representation. And they need to be able to participate. Well, they can. It's my understanding that they're just going to refuse to. And if I was a Democrat, I would be very upset that their legislative leaders are just going to ignore it. It makes no sense.
Well, to me, it demonstrates the arrogance of the left and of the Democrat Party. It demonstrates their arrogance to where they think it doesn't matter. They've got the power. They're going to use it. They don't care that all of these legislators got elected by people, by citizens all across Montana to enact the will of the people. They're going to use their buddies on the Montana Supreme Court and at the district court level to shoot down anything they don't like. They can't win at the ballot box, so instead they hide behind these black robe tyrants right now, which is what's going on. The election integrity bills is one clear example. I mean, these are just common sense measures. The legislature clearly has the constitutional authority to set the left and right limits on election laws and, you know, when the deadline is, what kind of ID you're going to need to vote. And yet simple election integrity bills got rejected in large measure by this liberal mob on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're not trying to restrict any voting here. What we're actually doing is just making sure that the people that, you know, should vote are the ones that are voting. One of them is, you know, you can't register before you're 18. Obviously, you can't, you know, buy beer before you're 21. So, I mean, they're essentially saying, go ahead and buy a case of beer, but don't open it up until, you know, you're 21. This is absolutely ridiculous. Certainly student IDs, you know, look, all we said is you got to have other forms of IDs, and it can be a multitude of different things, but you just can't have a student ID. I mean, none of this stuff is brain surgery here. The election day voter registration, what we said is we're just going to move that back a day so that, you know, our elections officials that are very busy during election day, people can register just one day before. I mean, this is common sense stuff. This is not suppressing any vote, and certainly not unconstitutional, because we as the legislature, you know, oversee elections and, you know, make these laws. So it's insane that these common sense things are being struck down.
What do you hope can come from this Judicial Oversight Committee? I'm hopeful, and I imagine that a lot of our listeners are hopeful, that this will give the legislature a blueprint for moving forward with how to rein in this lawlessness, to rein in this nonsense. What are some things that you hope come from this? I mean, is it a game plan and a blueprint for, okay, here's how we can defund this nonsense at the Montana Supreme Court. Here's how we can stand up to them and say, hey, thanks, but no thanks. We're not going to follow your advice here.
Yeah, we did. So on the not follow advice here, I mean, there is one where they are circumventing the legislative process to get a bill or a constitutional initiative in front of a committee. And I subpoenaed that from the Secretary of State. So we're having our committee meeting because, again, public needs to participate. So that way the public can participate. So what I'm hoping for, most importantly, is facts. So it's fact-finding. It's not based off of opinions. It's based off of facts. And then it's what legislation do we need to pass to rein this in? And then we have investigative powers that are clearly defined within the Constitution. And we're going to exercise those powers to wherever they lead us. So I can't say there's a predetermined outcome because you got to follow the facts.
Well, and very well, those investigative powers could lead to eventual impeachments if necessary, I'd imagine as well, if necessary, right?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, and this is what I have to say about impeachment, is the House does that process. You know, the Senate could, and or says may in the Constitution, have a trial. First, we just got to follow the facts. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to get to. But if we find facts that are, you know, offenses that are, you know, that egregious, then I would imagine our committee is going to forward that to the House and they're going to take appropriate action. But, you know, that's something that the House is responsible for. But we can investigate and we can get to the truths of these situations.
All right. Well, coming up after this, we are going to move to the open phones portion of our show where people can call in about anything and everything they want to talk about here on Montana Talks. But I think we've got a caller on the line, Tiffany in Hungry Horse, that has a quick question or comment while we have the Senate president on the phone lines as well here. Let's see. Tiffany, great to hear from you. Did you have a quick question or comment?
I do. Thank you for taking my call. I signed up and I took the class in Flathead County to be an election judge because I am concerned about our elections. And I am completely disturbed that they told us that you can come in with an electric bill as long as your name and an address on it, any kind of bill, any piece of paper, a paycheck. You do not need a photo ID. All you need is something with your name and an address on it. They also said that they are no longer going to be doing hand counts. If there's a question about the election, they will not do a hand count to fix it. And that if anybody had a protest about that at the precinct, to call a posse member and have them escorted off the property.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, let's see. We got less than a minute to go before the break. Senator Ellsworth, your thoughts.
So in a situation like that, I mean, again, these are the things that should be disturbing both sides of the aisle. You know, come on, this is common sense stuff here. The bills that we passed are common sense. It's not suppressing the vote. It's actually just making sure that we have a integrity in our elections. So I'm highly discouraged that, your local election officials are giving you those sort of directions. I can tell you that in Ravalli County, we have a very good one. She's going to follow the letter of the law. So I would hope that would happen throughout the state.
We actually had non-citizens that voted in an election in Dotson, Montana. Absolutely crazy, right? All right, Senate President Ellsworth, thanks for your time. Thanks for being with us.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. You get what you vote for, Chicago. You get what you vote for, Chicago. I just saw this from End Wokeness via X.com. Video just posted about 32 minutes ago. A pro-Palestine mob is blocking the road to O'Hare International Airport, forcing angry passengers to ditch their cars. You can see them wheeling their luggage past and then flipping the bird to these pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas terrorist protesters that are blocking the roads into O'Hare International Airport. You know, hey, this, you created this monster, voters of Chicago, and now the monster is biting you. How many times have we seen this? Speaking of Chicago, over the weekend, you had these so-called anti-war protesters cheering on an attack against Israel, which is another reminder that these people are not anti-war. They are not peace protesters. They support war. They're supporting the terrorists in Gaza. That's why they're cheering on the terrorists in Tehran as they were attacking Israel. But yet, watch the fake news media time and time again calling them peace protesters or anti-war activists. No, no, no. They're all about war against Israel. They're all about war against us. They just don't want us to defend ourselves. It's just like their gun control strategy as well. They put criminals with weapons charges against them back out onto the streets, but then they want to come and take your guns as well. And if you missed it, Fox News had this. This was the left-wing activists in Chicago cheering upon news reports that Iran was attacking Israel.
I just have to report something to everyone. And so it begins, so to speak. 12 days ago, Israel brazenly hit an Iranian embassy compound in Syria, violating international law again. Violating international law again. And Iran has just responded about 30 minutes ago.
There they are, cheering on the attacks against Israel. And then in other video, I won't play that one for you right now, but in other video also posted by FoxNews.com, you can see left-wing activists inside of a Teamsters Union facility chanting and being taught how to chant death to America and death to Israel in Farsi. Let's go into your phone calls. First up, Francis in Big Fork. Francis, great to hear from you.
Well, yeah, look, I watched them shoot down a lot of these rockets. There were, I've gotten reports that said 200 rockets, or and some said 300. And now our government, I heard last night, is telling everybody else that they shouldn't help Israel. They got to quit this war because they don't want to send them any ammunition. Stop all things for their, you know, their deals that they shoot down the arrow, all these rockets with. They don't want to help them get them to keep going. Because when you got 200 coming your way, I must say we did shoot down 70 of them. But isn't it sickening that our own government is sticking up for Iran?
Well, look who freed up the money that has been used by Iran to launch all these terrorist attacks. It was John Tester and Joe Biden that gave them access to all of this oil revenue that they then used to fund terrorist attacks all over the world and then also to fund these attacks against Israel. Now, thanks to the defenses in Israel and thanks to our U.S. military, I think Iran suffered an embarrassment with their failed attacks over the weekend. But look, hey, here you go with the Biden administration again, you know, they will figure out a way to still, respond with weakness, try to undermine Israel once again and further embolden more attacks from Iran. And yet at the same time, they continue to try to throw Donald Trump behind bars. Stephen Miller, I saw this we had a caller last week who goes by the name Tester will not be reelected via Twitter or via X. She shared a great quote from Stephen Miller. Democrats are trying to jail the one man who can stop the world's march to war. And then she shared another great tweet from Tim Sheehy. Leadership matters. Weak career politicians in D.C. have empowered Iran for decades. We must stand with Israel. And then meantime, another one from Congressman Matt Rosendale. This is what happens when you remove sanctions from states that sponsor terror. They sponsor more terror. Surprise, 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 right? Let's see. Back into the phone lines we go. Next up, we've got David in Boulder. David, thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning. What's going on?
My wife and I had the opportunity to attend the Tri-County candidate forum there at the Zelkin Ranch. And just out of Montana City yesterday. Got to meet some of their candidates for running for different offices. And thought I'd just give a little shout-out to a few of them that I thought were outstanding. Tim G did, as far as I'm concerned, was the best candidate to present for Senate and did an excellent job. The other candidate, which many haven't heard of, is Stacey Zinn. And I thought she did a really outstanding job, not being a politician and somebody that's been in the trenches on a different side of the aisle. And she had some very interesting perspectives on what was going on and ways to kind of deal with it, which I think we should really consider at least looking at her as a candidate for Congress.
Yeah, she's incredible, isn't she? Stacey Zinn was the head of the DEA in Montana and, you know, literally took the fight to the drug cartels, still trying to take the fight to the drug cartels. So she was the standout to you amongst the Eastern Montana congressional district candidates, because what are there, 8 of them now, I think? I think Ed Walker stepped out of the race, but I think there's now 8 still remaining in that race.
Right, and she did a real good job of speaking to us. And not being a politician, I was impressed with that, so they can get up and present a good, what she was all about.
Well, that's great to hear. Great to hear your feedback and feedback of other listeners and callers out there as well, especially as you get out there. I know a lot of these Lincoln Reagan dinner events are getting well attended because people want to get a chance to see and hear all these candidates in person, face to face. On that note, I did see we got a note from Pam Purinton with the Yellowstone County Republicans, and they're having all of the congressional candidates speak this Friday night in Billings for the Lincoln Reagan Day dinner there, and they still have tickets available. In fact, I think this is the last chance to purchase tickets for that event, so get a hold of the Yellowstone County GOP for tickets to that event. Next up on the phone lines, Greg in Billings. Greg, great to hear from you.
Hey, good to hear from you, Aaron. How you been?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. Had a great time down in Vegas, UFC 300, but we'll talk about that more in the 9 o'clock hour. But incredible time. Had a good cigar, too, while I was down there.
listening to Jason Ellsworth speak about the committee they're putting on to review the Supreme Court and your trip to Vegas made me think a little bit about how the Supreme Court has been operating for so many years and even decades. Nadelson's article really pointed it out that this has been going on since at least the early 90s, if not earlier. And to put this into context where people can understand the impact that the Supreme Court is having, it's just not a battle between the different branches in the state. Back in the late 80s, there's a constitutional initiative that passed that helped cap property taxes. And it was in place for a couple sessions at least. I've been trying to do some research to find out the exact details on it, but of course this was pre-internet. And the Supreme Court ruled a constitutional initiative that was passed by the citizens of Montana unconstitutional. And that is one of the reasons why we're actually dealing with the property tax problems and property tax increases that we're all facing right now.
Yeah.
And it's like you go into Vegas and you go to the blackjack table and you're sitting there and you're thinking you're playing a fair game. Let's say it's even a single deck blackjack table, which the odds are really beneficial to the player in that regard. And you're sitting there and shoot, you got a 19. That's a pretty good hand. The dealer rolls over and they got a 14. And they flip it over, it's a face card. Well, they put that face card on the side, they keep going. And pretty soon they wait, they find a 7, boom, there's a 21. That's what the Supreme Court has been doing on everything.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you,
they keep drawing cards until they get the one that benefits them, right?
And I applaud Jason for pointing this out, but the thing of it is that these guys have equal and separate power. Same thing with the governor, and they need to exercise this and point their finger right back at the Supreme Court and, quite frankly, sometimes tell them, no, this isn't it. We'll go to the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and we'll settle this there.
That's right. Hold that thought. Greg Franks, recognize the voice there. Stand by. We'll come back to you and more callers right after this.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All the tens and $100 billion plus going to Ukraine, and we can't support Israel. Even just give them moral support, for crying out loud. They're fighting their own war. And they're now fighting a two-front war because Lebanon, with Hezbollah, again funded by the Iranians that Joe is allowed to get rich by not enforcing sanctions on them selling oil and then giving sanction waivers so Iraq can give them $10 billion for energy, and Joe himself offering $6 billion in a ransom payment. It's beyond any comprehension I have. They're the number one state sponsor of terrorism.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, there's so much happening in our country, from border issues to local crime. It seems to be everywhere. Our friends at Byrner offer a less lethal option so you can protect yourself and be ready for any threat you may have to face. That's Byrner, B-Y-R-N-A. Now, Byrner fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. No background checks required, and they can ship it right to your door. Bob Brayton was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside. But luckily, Bob had just received his Byrner 4 days prior to the incident, and he used it to backpedal the man outside off his property. Now, the Byrner saved two lives that day. Government agencies, police departments across the country, they are now relying more than ever on Byrner as their go-to less lethal option. You can join 500,000 other people that rely on Byrner for protection. Go to their website, check out their videos, byrna.com/Hannity. You'll get a 10% discount. That's byrna.com/Hannity.
Go to ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ziprecruiter.com/free.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, that was a great point there by Greg Franks calling in from Billings. Greg, thanks for calling in. Yeah, basically, here the Montana Supreme Court, the leftist mob on the court, they'll just keep drawing the card until they get the right one that benefits them. And then they just run the table with their partisan left-wing agenda. I think Montanans agree with you, Greg. It's time to be bold in standing up to this nonsense and holding them accountable. Let's see. Getting short on time. I want to get to at least one more caller here before we run out of time. But first, you know, some of you are dealing with real-world challenges right now. I mean, we've got an administration that appears to be getting us on the brink of World War III, but you got real world issues right now facing you. You've got pain in your knees, pain in your hips, pain in your back, and you're looking for a natural treatment solution, something that doesn't get you under the knife or doesn't get you potentially hooked on those painkiller drugs. Let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They've got hundreds of clinics all across America, but they're now in Montana, and they specialize in regenerative medicine. It's where they take the healing properties that are already in your body, put them directly into your achy joints, so you can get moving again without surgery, without steroids, without drugs. You can call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263. All right, next up, let's go to Tom in Bozeman. Tom, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron. Aaron, did you have a chance to read that climate change article I gave to you?
Not the full one yet. My reading material is stacked.
There's four pages. It's pretty good. And second, people don't realize how critical these Supreme Court elections are. You know, we elect all the legislators and the governor, and then all it takes is the Supreme Court to wipe away all the good work that they did. Dan Wilson's got to get elected. We're going to have a fundraiser for him here in Billings. My son Dan and I are going to schedule that, and I'd like you to help us, you know, in promoting that or advertising that, because it's critical that he beats this Brittingeri, who is Ingrid Gustafson's good friend and kind of handpicked associate. It's scary if she gets elected. And the third thing, I was thinking about this last night, you vote for Biden, there's no way in the world he's going to survive another term. He's going to either die in office or he most likely he's going to resign. And then our president is Kamala Harris. And then the United States, you know, is done. I mean, she got her start as Willie Brown's mistress. She's never accomplished anything. She's an idiot. And President Kamala Harris, think about that. When you go to pull the lever for Biden, he's going to resign a year or two into office, and then Kamala Harris is going to be president of the United States. Our enemies will crush us at that point in time.
Well, you want to talk about the Green New Deal, and look, the Green New Deal will get forced upon us here in Montana. Even if we take the national politics out of the equation, they will force the Green New Deal upon us here in Montana without a single vote in the legislature, without anything. They will do it through the liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court. That's how important these two Supreme Court seats are, because they will force it down every regulatory decision at the Public Service Commission. They will force it in every state government decision. They will use climate change as their excuse to shut down agriculture, to shut down oil, gas, and coal. They already have been to a certain extent, but that's what they're going to do if they retain their hold.
That's right. God help us.
That's right. Well, and or help. Let's start helping ourselves too with these elections. But that's what you're doing with this fundraiser that you're hosting coming up, and those types of events are so important because people are like, we need to hear from the, we need to know who the candidates are. Well, they need the ability to get their message out, which is why your contributions, fundraisers, etc., are so important. Tom, thanks for the call. We've got our special UFC 300 coverage coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour.